News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the DJ Ritchie Show.
All right. Hold on. I got to get everything set here. Because Breaking Bread Jensen turned the headphone volumes all the way down. I wasn't listening, Isaac. Did Breaking Bread Jensen say my name tonight?
I don't think we got around to it.
Tonight. I don't think he did. I'm going to have to dedicate that song to him. Say my name. No. That's all right. Well, thank you for being here, peoples, my peoples. The number is 704-570-1110. Friday night, we had a bunch of calling, had a bunch of talking on the phone. Felt like a woman. I was talking on the phone so much. You know what else I need to do? I need to stop messing around and fidgeting with this microphone before it falls apart. You see, I'm twisting things that don't need to be twisting. I don't know what's going on, why I got a nervous energy or something. Maybe because, bless her heart, my sweet wife, you know, it's been so hot and I drink a cup of coffee on my way to work every night. Because I've been up since 2:30 this morning. Because I still do that morning show, the syndicated radio morning show with my partner Riggins, TJ and Riggins show. But she went and bought some iced coffee so I don't have to drink hot coffee in the heat. Isn't that sweet? So anyway, I chugged a bunch of that because it goes down faster than the hot coffee, and that may be why I'm all fidgety and jittery. Start out tonight by wishing a very happy birthday to Gastonia, North Carolina's own Dr. Thomas Sowell. Dr. Thomas Sowell, one of the most well-respected, brilliant political minds in, I would say, American history, except for all that time when he was a liberal and a Marxist back when he was young. But he got out of that, and now he is so great. So, yes, Dr. Thomas Sowell is 95 today, born in Gastonia, North Carolina. That's why I said he was Gastonia's own Dr. Thomas Sowell. If you're a young person, you never heard of Dr. Sowell, do yourself a favor. Go look up his works, meaning his books and articles and whatever else you can find that Dr. Thomas Sowell has said. Well, unless you don't want to be a conservative. If you want to go ahead and be blind for the rest of your life, then that's up to you. Latest on this shooting of the firefighters. They have identified the shooter. He's a 20-year-old, and at this point they are suspecting that the motive behind starting a brush fire and then lying in wait for the firefighters to come put it out and then start shooting them could be because he was rejected. He wanted to be a firefighter and he was rejected. They don't know that for sure. That's just the first things that they're going by. I don't want to jump out and start saying a bunch of things that aren't true or they're going to end up having to come back and retract. Earlier today, some people were saying he was a white supremacist, neo-Nazi. And they always say that. So you never know. Now, I had a really good time with my son this weekend. He's 22. He just graduated from Western Carolina University, and his graduation gift from his mama and me was to go to a Braves game. So we had it planned out for a long time, and we left Saturday morning, went to Atlanta, went to the Braves game Saturday night. Actually, we got there Saturday afternoon and spent the whole day down there in the ballpark area with the little, they call it the yard, and it's a bunch of sports bars and shops and things like that. So it was really cool. And traffic in Atlanta, not as bad as it is in Charlotte. Congratulations. We've surpassed Atlanta for bad traffic. That's good. And there was something that happened in Atlanta that I was going to make a point about that has to do with the country being good or on its way to being good again. I'll think of it in a minute. But on the other side of that, something that is in U.S. America that is terrible is this Zohran Mamdani. There are a lot of clips that have been going around about him over the weekend. And to be honest, I couldn't keep listening to him. I couldn't keep watching him because it just makes me sick. This guy is, he's a snake if I've ever seen one. Here's one clip that a lot of people are talking about because he's against capitalism. We know that he's the Democrat nominee for mayor in New York. The white liberal radicals voted for him to be the Democrat nominee and they want him to be the mayor. But this is just an exchange he had with that. I don't know her name. She's that nasty woman that President Trump gets into it with all the time that worked one of the debates or something. I think maybe NBC is where she works. But here was the exchange.
You are a self-described democratic socialist. Do you think that billionaires have a right to exist?
I don't think that we should have billionaires because, frankly, it is so much money in a moment of such inequality. And ultimately, what we need more of is equality across our city and across our state and across our country. And I look forward to work with everyone, including billionaires, to make a city that is fairer for all of them.
Yeah. Crush. Is that the way he says it? A crush. Is he putting that on his S's? That'll be fun to deal with. There shouldn't be billionaires. This is such a classic Marxist communist routine. You know, shouldn't be. It's just too much money. It's already, an inequality and all of this stuff. Wants to work with billionaires. He also wants to tax white neighborhoods, white suburbs, areas more than anybody else. He wants to really hit them the hardest with taxes, and he said that. White and even more white. He's just a piece of debris. He's a cockroach. But I knew something about him that I saw that would tell me that he does not need to be in any office of power. He does not need to be in any area of authority, that you can't trust him to make the right decisions and all. Forget the fact that he hates white people. Forget the fact that he hates all religions except for Muslims, as he calls them. Forget the fact that he is anti-American, anti-free enterprise, anti all of the stuff that he is. Forget the fact that he was a failed rapper and the fact that he was raised by radical liberal millionaire parents. He's never had a job. All of that stuff. There was something that I saw that even if it weren't for all of those things about him, would prove that we don't need to trust him with any type of authority in our country anywhere. And that is the fact that when he was walking through the grocery store talking about how there were going to be government grocery stores in New York and being run by the city and all of that stuff, he gestured toward the camera and he was wearing a pinky ring. So that right there told me this is not a good decision maker. We should never trust him with anything. You feel me? A pinky ring. Now, that's not to say that a guy who wears a pinky ring can't be your friend or can't be funny or can't be cool to hang out with, but you wouldn't want them in any position of authority. Trust me. So you see, that's what I'm about. Breaking down the barriers of complication, making things simple. If Trump wore a pinky ring, I'd say we shouldn't have voted for him. But he doesn't, that I know of. And if he does, then I'm going to say something's wrong with him as an authority figure. But just my opinion, what do I know? All right, so we do have some serious stuff happening in our country with huge groups of people warning us that they're going to take over America, and we need to listen to them. So we'll get into that coming up next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. All 11 of you. Every last one of y'all. I appreciate it. Okay, we do have something serious going on in our country, and we've been talking about it, and it has to do with immigration, but it's not the, you know, immigration situation that is in the news front and center and all of that. It's more along the lines of what this guy in New York is trying to pull off, this Zohran Mamdani, the Zohran, and his pinky ring. And that is a full takeover of America and American traditions and culture. You see, the biggest problem I think that we're facing right now is not illegal immigration as much as it is people who are here legally and are anti-American, like this guy running for mayor of New York. He's in the country legally. He just became a citizen 7 years ago. But he was not made to assimilate. He was not made to appreciate this country. He's here to change it. And I know you say, well, he's just in New York. He's running for mayor. But this is a movement. Or as President Obama says, a movement. This is a movement to take over the country. They don't want to just make sure that everybody in New York is ruled by radical Islamist law. They want it for the whole country. And you're starting to see more and more of these types of things pop up. This is a guy that videoed himself and posted this this clip on social media, this little monologue, because he wants everybody to know what the movement is all about. Listen.
White, you're listening to this, listen very closely. Lately, I've been seeing many of you complaining about the Islam and the immigration and stuff like that. And I'm going to separate the white people in two categories. The Americans, Canadians, and Australians do not count, because they are white people that live in a country that's not theirs. You guys have invaded those lands from the rightful owners. Okay. So when you guys get back to Europe, then we can talk.
Hang on. But for the- All right, you see, what he just said could be heard in pretty much every college in America by Marxist professors. This is not our land. We invaded it. We stole it. We don't belong here. So why do we have any right to ask for anything to be the way we want it? So he was raised in the culture that believes that. So many Americans were indoctrinated to feel that way that were born here. And that's part of the danger. Okay, go ahead.
The European white people complaining about immigration and Islam. First of all, I want to tell you that Islam is going to take over every single square inch of the globe. And you guys might think that it's going to be us, dark-skinned people, that are going to take over. No, it's going to be your own people. As you can see how fast Islam is growing, in the next 10 to 15 years, every white person is going to have a Muslim member in his family. Nowadays, you see white Europeans with blue eyes and blonde hair reverting back to the truth because they have finally seen the truth. And the thing is, there's nothing you guys can do to stop it. You guys can hate Islam as much as you want. And I want to thank the Western media for spreading Islam. A lot of weak-minded Muslims think that the media is picking on us and bullying us, but really and truly the Western media is working with us. They have succeeded in spreading Islam, but intentionally. A lot of people do not know about Islam, but nowadays we are the most talked to add it. Sorry about the noise. Just to add, it's the weak Muslims that always talk about Islam being a religion of peace. Islam is not. It's not a religion of peace. It does not mean peace. It means to submit to Allah, and it is a religion of justice. Put that in your head. It's the weak so-called Muslims, the cowards of this ummah, that claim that Muslims are religion of peace.
Okay, so right there, he is stipulating the difference between Muslims and Islamists. So we can't go by, you know, well, I mean, I work with a Muslim and he likes everybody and he wants the best for everybody. And he doesn't, you know, he doesn't go along with all of this. Well, that's what he's calling a weak-minded Islam. That's the weak-minded Islam, not the Islam of justice that he's a part of. It just blows my mind how people in America can just stand by and watch this and actually vote for it. You know? It's like 9/11 never happened. So, well, what was that? What was that all about? But what did the left do in our country? As soon, well, before the dust even settled after the 9/11 attacks, what caused them to do this? Why do they hate us? Remember, that's what they said. Why do they hate us? Why was this our fault? What did we do? And now look what we're dealing with. And they're saying openly, we don't care about your laws. We don't care about your country. We don't care what you want, what you think, because you stole this country and we're going to take it from you. I mean, how much clearer can they be? All of these Hamas and Hezbollah supporters marching at our colleges and stuff. What else could they be doing and saying? And we're just going to let them do it? Why? Because we don't want to hurt their feelings? Because we feel sorry for them? Because they grew up and were raised in poor third world countries? Why? You know, being in America is a blessing. It's a gift. If you are allowed into this country from somewhere else, then it is a gift to you. You are a guest. if you were born in this country and you are an American citizen, you are blessed by God to be up in here. And we need to start acting like it. So I have my own thoughts on what America first means. You get that thrown around all the time. What is America first? I'm an American firster. No, you're not. I am. No, you're not. I am. Well, I'm going to tell you what it means to me. And I really believe that if it doesn't start meaning the same thing to more and more people in America, there won't be an America. So we'll get into that next. Hang on.
The TJ Richey Show.
Hear the TJ Richey Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjrichey.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjrichey.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjrichey.com.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Richey Show on News Talk 1110 at 99.3. WPT.
Hello. The number is 704-570-1110 if you want to call and say something. Go on, say something. I wish you would say something. All right. So we're talking about this this effort by, you know, this mayoral candidate in New York as well as others across our land who are in full tear down America mode because they believe and they've been taught, just like a bunch of Americans have been taught in our Marxist colleges and universities, that America doesn't belong here. People don't belong here. We stole this land. We pillaged it. We did, you know, all of the stuff that they say, which is not true. To a certain extent, it's true. But yeah, you have countries all the time that get taken over in war. And, you know, I'm not going to go through each battle and instance and all that, but it's just easier for the Marxists to say, we don't belong here. Therefore, you put it in people's heads that, you know, that you shouldn't be proud of your country. You shouldn't be patriotic and all of those types of things. But when we talk about America first, there are different schools of thought on that. America first. Well, it's always, though, it's a thought process on the right, which automatically makes it better than anything on the left. And within the members of the quote unquote right, it's I'm America first because I don't think there should be any involvement in any foreign countries in any way until we take care of the problems that we have here. Okay. Then another facet of America first is to always act with the American interest and how things are going to be better for us. And that means, like, for example, Iran has a bunch of nuclear weapons. They say death to America, or they're on the verge of getting them. They say death to America. We blow up the nuclear capabilities. That's good for America. America first. Right. Well, I think they can both be done at the same time, but it needs to go a little bit deeper in the homeland. Okay. I am more for not only America first, but everybody else in the world needs to know America is best. We are the best. We're not pillagers. We're not thieves. We're not anything in this world but the best country that has ever existed. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what your color is. I don't care what your sex is. I don't care what your sexual preference is. America is the very best country that has ever existed in this world. And if you don't like it, either get out or get out of the way. We need Americans to stand up and say, no, not in our country, not in America. That is not happening in America. I don't care whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or you call yourself an independent or a libertarian. I don't care. If you enjoy the fruits of this country that our founders and framers created for us, then you need to stand up for it. Because let me ask you something. If an extremist sect of a religion takes over the United States, don't you think that you little mealy-mouthed liberals are going to go into the dungeons first? Running around naked and protesting and doing all your crazy liberal things that you're free to do in America and most places. And if you're not, you can move next door to the next state and they'll allow you to do it. You think you're not going to be thrown into the fire pits first? Please get a hold of yourself. I mean, it makes me sick to see all of these people just standing by and letting their country be taken over. Taken over by people who hate it, who are envious of it, who have been jealous of our existence and the freedom that we have and how we have become, and we've always been the most prosperous nation on the face of the earth. And they don't even care that we feed them. They don't care that their lives over where they come from would have been so much worse if it weren't for the generosity of the Americans. They're just taught to hate and to tear down. And if we allow it to happen, then we deserve it. Stand up. Say no more. Tell the people in charge to stop allowing this to happen. Because I got news for you. You know, they talk about when our health care is completely taken over by the government, where's Canada going to go? Where are they going to go for their health care? Because theirs is government health care and it sucks. But where are people going to go for freedom? Where are people going to go to look as an example at what prosperity looks like? The poorest Americans live luxuriously compared to average citizens of most countries. And yet we sit around and let people, whether they're American Marxist professors or whether they're foreign-born terrorist supporters in the United States, we sit around and let them tell us how bad America is. It's the great Satan, and it's all these other things. To hell with that. Hell no. So what are you going to do? You look up one day. You think you're, because you've been nice to them along the way, that they're gonna let you keep your cush home and your nice cars and your big jobs and all that? You media people, you think they're going to keep you around? Please. Look at Iran. We bombed the crap out of their nuclear facilities and just completely left them to where they can't do anything, killed most of their military leaders and their scientists and all of that. And their leader comes out and makes a statement, says, "We've slapped America in the face. We slapped them down," you know, basically telling the people that they beat America. They beat us back. You know why they don't know any different? Because they don't have a freedom of the press. That's why. And why do you think that is? If you went to this guy who's running for mayor of New York, this idiot, and you said, "Do you think the press should be able to report whatever they want to?" He'd say no. No, I don't, because it's inequality and it's hate. I'm telling you, America first needs to be America best. America's the best. Learn it. Deal with it. Get out of my face. All right. I got one more thing to say on this, and then people are calling. I can't read what they are saying on the screen here because I don't have my old man reading glasses on, but I'll do that. We'll get everything in order, and I'm sure we'll have some heat coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie. Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
All right, we're talking about America first. What does it mean? What should it mean? And we got a call here from Pastor Steve. Pastor Steve, how are you tonight?
Fine. How are you, TJ?
Great, great.
I really enjoy the program tonight. Well,
thank you.
A couple of things. Number one, I've told the caller who had spoken with me before coming on the air, and I told him that I see a couple of different things that really pop out here as far as with everything you've said. If anybody that's a Christian believer has read the Old Testament, they know that whenever the nation of Israel first came into the land of Canaan, God instructed them very clearly, do not allow your children to marry their children, because if you do, they're going to corrupt you. Well, Israel didn't listen, and that's essentially what happened. So the first thing I wanted to say is I believe that America is reaping the benefits. Well, if you want to call them benefits, we're reaping the rewards of basically ignoring God's warnings. That's the first thing. The second thing is that God can never be first in a place where we continue to do over and over again the same stuff now, you know, for the last, 50 years?
Uh-huh.
When you really look at liberalism, which to me is a move away from God, that's what has caused this country to get to the point where we're electing people who hate this nation. Mm-hmm. And until we start standing up for God, nothing's ever going to change.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first
over and over again.
That's the first thing they start going after is religion. But it's not all religions. It's mainly Christianity, and they, you know, the liberals are not really big on the Catholic Church and that sort of thing. But yeah, I get it. I know what you're talking about, and it does. Well, they want to rip everything apart, and it starts with our faith.
Exactly, and part of the reason why that I think they hate America is because what were we founded on, TJ? We were founded on biblical principles.
Yeah.
Of the 55 men who formed the Constitution, 52 were active members of the church. 52.
Yeah.
And I don't know if a lot of people know that. But what strikes me as being so strange is that we don't want to teach American history for what it is. We want to bring in this contrived garbage that now kids don't really know how America started. I mean, how many people honestly know what July the 4th is all about?
Well, and you know what they are taught is that America started with a bunch of evil slave owners.
Right.
That's all they're taught, is that they had slaves, they were horrible, and our country is terrible because of it ever since its beginning. But, yeah, I mean, now my kids are grown now, but when they were little, every opportunity I got, I'm teaching them about history and that sort of thing, so much so. It was the 4th of July one time, and my kids came downstairs, and my daughter was about 7. My son would have been 4. And I said, do y'all know why this is special and why today is special? And my daughter looked at me and goes, I don't know, Dad. Something about Ronald Reagan.
Oh, my word.
Said,
well,
a little bit.
That should alarm anybody. That's from the generation, I guess.
Yeah.
This generation.
Well, she's just used to
back in 1969. So.
Yeah, she was just used
but
to hearing me talk about Ronald Reagan all the time. She's like, Ronald Reagan.
Sorry, TJ, I don't mean to interrupt you. He was one of the best commanders in chief of my lifetime. Mm-hmm. And of course, Trump, to me, is the top of all of them. Mm-hmm. But I think that a lot of the reasons why that there's such a war right now on America is because of the values that built this country, and it's what made it great.
Yeah.
And so I think that until we start going back to what we know we were built on, what our identity is, things are going to continue to spiral out of control. I mean, back at 9/11, I remember over and over again seeing those three words, we'll never forget.
Yeah.
We have. Mm-hmm. In so many ways.
Yeah.
And I think that God is about to move again in judgment, and I don't know what that means exactly. But I feel like in some ways that we are going right back to a 9/11 type of disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I'm wrong, but it seemed like that after that occurred, churches were full,
yeah.
Families began to pray together, So it all comes back to God. 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Well, and you know, first thing in the COVID lockdowns were churches. That was done on purpose. Well, I appreciate you calling, Pastor Steve.
This has been great
talking
to you.
Call anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so I forgot one thing. You know, at the top of the show, I was talking about, you know, going to the Atlanta Braves game with my son this weekend. And if you remember, I said there was some point I wanted to make here about conservatism. I don't remember what it was. Well, I remember now. It was part of the America First thing and my idea of America First. We were talking on the way home yesterday, and we were talking about the All-Star game that's going to be in Atlanta, and then talking about Team USA. And that all of these really good players in major leagues, on the Major League Baseball teams, will be playing for their home countries in, you know, the international games and the Olympics and that sort of thing. And my America First is no. You make a living in America. You live the life of someone that you would have never, ever dreamed of living. You're good at what you do. You have the marketable skills and everything, and we love having you here and you playing our baseball leagues and all that. But you are who you are in your career because of America. You need to play for the American team. You make your living off of Americans. You live a luxurious life, and so does your family back home, or if you've moved them here, wherever. Then you need to support the country's baseball team that feeds you, basically. That is the one that gives you your living, or where you earn a living. That's America First to me. That's part of it. You get treated like heroes in America. If you're a sports figure and your citizenship is with another country, when you're here, you get treated like a hero. So, or don't play. You know, if you decide I can't play for another country except my own, well then, if you would rather play in the Olympics or in international games for your country, then do that. But then Major League Baseball in America shouldn't let you play anymore. You can either play in the major leagues in America and play for Team USA, or play for the major leagues in America and then not play any international games for America or any other country. But if you're going to play in the international games, it needs to be for USA. Now, I know a lot of people are like, oh my God, sports talk guys, everybody that just like, oh my God, what is this idiot? He doesn't know anything about the game. I do. I know about the game. I know a lot about the games. I also know about showing appreciation to the ones who, the country that gave you the opportunity. And I don't apologize for it. Okay. All right. A little bit of a fiery first hour. I like it. People gonna think I'm Vincent Coakley up in here, getting all passionate. I gotta get off of that. I gotta stop being so passionate about things. So I guess we'll go ahead and do the TJ on the News segment next, where we go around the world for the actual most important stories that anybody needs. So, this will be the second week of TJ on the News as a regular segment on the show. So I guess we'll go ahead and keep it because I like doing it. And whether you, the 11 listeners, like it or not, I can't help that. Nothing I can do about it. All right, just kidding. Hang on. TJ on the News coming up next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Here we go, already in hour two. If you missed the first hour, then shame on you. You can go get that in the podcast and all of that stuff. Just go to tjritchie.com or wbt.com/TJ. You can get all of that stuff. But first, let's go ahead and get a check on the news.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
This is where we go all over the world. As a matter of fact, that's where I spent my day today, traveling the world to get these stories for you. Because I love you, and I'm trying to replace Breaking Bread Jensen as the top dog reporter around here. All right, lead story. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Summer heat waves are peak season for ice cream trucks. So they've had a pretty good week, except for this guy. An ice cream truck driver in College Station, Texas, was in the middle of a busy day last Tuesday when a random guy attacked him. The attacker was 42-year-old Michael Valadez. He told cops he saw the driver acting suspiciously around some of the kids. Specifically, he saw him asking for their phones and punching numbers in. So Michael assumed the driver was some sort of a prevert. So he ran up, punched him multiple times, and threatened to shoot him. And then he took his phone. So when he took his phone, I guess that's when he realized that it's the year 2025 and kids pay for ice cream with Apple Pay, which is on their phones. So the poor ice cream man is just helping the kids pay for their ice cream on their, you know, from their phone transfers on Apple Pay. He also accepts Cash Apps and all of that stuff. So police determined he wasn't doing anything illegal or inappropriate, and Michael is now facing charges for robbery and unlawful possession of a firearm.
I think we got to let him off, dude. He was trying to do good.
But you ask questions. You at least ask one question when you run up. Hey, man, what are you doing with those kids' phones? And then if he's giving you some answer you determine to be bogus, then maybe go after him or call the police, hold him up. You can't just start wailing on a guy because you see him just taking kids' phones and handing them back to him. You got to run up and go, hey, dude, what's going on? What are you doing with these phones? And the guy would have said, oh, they're paying for their ice cream with Apple Pay and Cash Apps. You know, these kids and their technology. And then he would have been, oh, okay, well, I thought you were being a prevert. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, sir. On with your day. Let me get a dreamsicle while you're here. But no, he just goes in and starts a wailing on them. Okay, next story. Life in the fast lane. Surely make you lose your mind. Life in the fast lane. So an idiot in Florida is facing child neglect charges. He should be facing a lot more than that. They say that he drove 115 miles per hour with a baby in the back seat while he was recording a Snapchat. And this is one of my pet peeves in life is, and I knew it. I knew it when I first saw the story. I went through and I read the entire thing, and I was waiting for it to come into the story, and it did. That this is not the child's father, it's mama's boyfriend. So many stories like this, and luckily this one didn't end in tragedy, are because mama, who doesn't know a guy very well herself, entrusts him with her kid, her babies, and something awful happens. So you got this moron, allegedly, driving 115 miles per hour with your baby in the back seat while he's making a Snapchat. Yeah, there ought to be more happening to him than just a slap on the wrist, that's for sure. He should have to go through classes and pass a test before he's allowed to be around children for a long, long time. And she needs to be, I don't know, investigated, but at least looked at to see what kind of decision maker she is. Here, take my baby. Hey, send me a snap while you're going 115 miles per hour. How much you want to bet he was sending that snap to some other chick? He was snapping some other chick. Just guessing. I don't know that for sure. Just guessing. All right, moving on.
Don't eat meat, but show like the bone.
Fish is one of the healthiest proteins you can eat. Assuming that this doesn't happen. While enjoying dinner, a woman in Thailand swallowed a fish bone. She felt it as soon as she swallowed it and went to the ER, but they couldn't see anything in the. She assumed the bone had dislodged itself when they couldn't find anything in the x-rays. She still had a sore throat, but figured it was just residual pain. But then 2 weeks later, she noticed a spot on the right side of her neck that looked swollen. She thought it might be a thyroid issue. So she went back to the hospital, but a second x-ray still didn't show anything. And they gave her pain medication and sent her home again with medication and pain patches. While applying the pain patch to the swollen area, she pushed down on her neck. And that's when one end of a fishbone popped out. Just out of the side of her neck, through her skin, just poking out there. She went back to the ER a third time, and they yanked the bone out. Her doctor said they'd never seen anything like that. She told reporters she's planning to avoid fish for a while, possibly forever. Now, you know you can't do that. You live in Thailand. Everybody eats fish every day. What are you going to do, not eat? Get out of here. And finally,
are you gonna take me home tonight? Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you gonna let it all hang out? Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
There is a new trend to avoid. They're sending out warnings. They're saying that Ozempic and those types of drugs for weight loss are so expensive, people are ordering the active ingredients from China and mixing up their own weight loss drugs. And you know what experts are saying? Don't do that.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not an expert, but I can say you shouldn't do that. They say it's not safe. Really? Thank God for the experts. But does anybody... with any sense, is anybody ordering the do-it-yourself kit for Ozempic from China on the black market and thinking, oh, I'm sure this is fine? I mean, they got to know there's a risk, right? I mean, when you sit down to place the order, I guess you order that from Temu or whatever that site
yep.
is. And you say, But I don't know whether you're mixing it up as a cocktail or you're mixing it up to give yourself a shot, because that's the way these medications are taken, is through shots.
The thought process that me mixing this up is better than going to the gym, that's insane.
Yeah. Well, I'm just not taking anything that you have to, any kind of medication you have to order and and cook yourself.
Some assembly acquired.
Yeah. I don't feel like going renting an old RV to mix up some diet medication. Sorry. That's not me. All right. There you go. And that is it for TJ on the news. More coming up next.
The TJ Ritchie Show. Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3.
Feel it, feel it. America's coolest conservative. It's unanimous now. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees to that. Didn't take long. There's just so much stuff going on. I know there are so many important news things happening, political things and all of that. But I only have 2 hours here, and I try to bring you something from a little bit of a different perspective than, all of the other real hosts on the radio station, you know, the intellectual ones. So I don't know. I don't know if this would be, you know, creeping over into their department of the intellectual side. But we have a clip of a young woman telling us all the ways that you are using the N-word when you think you're not. That's, I think that's what they were talking about on Fox News this morning. No, I'm kidding. But there is a purpose for my playing this. So this is a young black woman telling everybody, all white people, to stop using these terms, because if you use these terms, then you might as well just be saying the N-word. Okay, listen.
10 ways you say the N-word without saying the N-word. If you use any of these terms or phrases in reference to black people, you are just as racist as the person that actually uses the N-word. Here are the words: thug, ghetto, welfare queen, lazy, race baiter, race grifter, threatening, angry, dangerous. Or you say that we're playing the victim or we are a diversity hire. What you actually mean to say is the N-word. Just stop it. If you say these words or phrases, you are calling us the N-word. If you say these ignorant racist terms or phrases around your children, you're also teaching your children to be racist just like you. So I have good news and bad news for you. Here's the bad news. You're not as non-racist as you thought you were, and you're certainly not anti-racist. Here's the good news. You can unlearn all the racist crap you've been taught and reject white supremacist ideologies that you've believed for your entire life.
Okay, well, got good news and bad news for you. The bad news is you have not been elected to make these decisions as to what people can and can't say. And you're not as smart as you think. The good news is, if you will let me teach you, if you will come into my expert world of tutelage, I can fix it to where you're not an obnoxious idiot anymore. You can unlearn all of the things that you have learned. What she's saying is, and a lot of people say this kind of thing, that it doesn't matter what you say. If you criticize a black person, then it's racist. That's what she's saying. Any criticism of a black person is racist. Well, I mean, I could come out and say any criticism of a white person means that you don't like black people. makes just as much sense. If you criticize white people, it means that you're anti-Hispanic. Why? I don't know. Just because I said it. I'll cut her some slack here because she is young, and she thinks that she's a lot smarter than she is. But didn't we all, when we were young, think that we were smarter than we actually were? So, she does sound like she would be fun to hang out with, though, doesn't she? She's like a laugh a minute. Bless her heart. Everybody know, bless her heart. Okay. And we have another clip from a crazy woman. And she's talking about this big protest that they are planning. And they're just protesting everything. Mainly Trump, I believe, and Republicans. Because we're so awful. But there is a catch to announcing this protest. And again, we have a young woman who thinks that she's a lot smarter than she actually is. So listen.
Millions of us stopped working, stopped spending, and stopped producing all at the same time. There's a movement brewing. It's called the People Sick Day. And what it is a three.
There's a movement brewing, and it's called the People's Sick Day. And what if millions of us stop producing, stop working all at the same time?
Is that pretty close?
I think it's pretty good. That's spot on right there.
Okay, then play the rest of the clip.
3-day economic blackout. That means no work, no shopping, no production, just pause. 3 days where we remind the system that without us, nothing moves.
No.
But here's the twist.
What?
We're not giving out the dates until 48 hours before.
Oh my
because
God.
We don't want to give the corporations time to plan and stop us from having this happen. Because let's be honest, if they knew what we were planning, they'd shut it down before it even started. This isn't a protest.
Terrible.
This is a strategic disruption to the machine that feeds off of our hard work and labor. If you want to be a part of it, go to thepeoplesickday.com, join the Discord, and join the movement. This is how we stand up against what is happening in our country. We need to shut it down.
Stand up against it. Stand up, my fellow Marxist communists, against the system. They will shut down without us.
Oh my God.
And here's the catch. We're not even going to say when it is. It's just going to be a short time before we do it because you know they've been trying to stop us because we're so powerful. We matter. We are important.
No, I'm sorry.
We are important. We matter. Shut down the system.
She sounds like that old CNC, the farmer CNC when it would do the one about the cat.
I am the cat. Meow, meow. I am the communist. Meow.
Oh my God. Where are these people's parents? Where is her parents? Where's your daddy, girl? Is he around? Is your daddy around to teach you right from wrong? He's probably one of them little linguine spine communist himself. Okay. Well, I just really hope they don't go through with that. Because I don't feel like our entire system being shut down.
Because she has everyone with her. We're so powerful. I can't even tell you how powerful we are. we're so powerful. We're like the Kardashians and Cardi B and Oprah all rolled into one. That's how powerful we are. Don't screw with us. You know why? Because we're powerful. We'll shut the whole system down. Yes, we will. I think we won't. Right after I go to Starbucks and get that mocha frap latte, half-calf, no whip, then I'll be ready to take on the world and bring it down.
God, it must be miserable walking around being a little liberal like that, a little Marxist communist. Ugh, you know she's a spoiled brat that doesn't have anything going in her life that makes her feel like she's important or that she has moral authority. So this is what she does.
And start a movement. Yeah. Let's speak up for the poor. I feel sorry for them. Let's shut it down.
Hang on, more coming up.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
704-570-1110. You know, radio people spit that out so quickly. Like, if you don't know what it is, you can't get it. 704-570-1110. Oh, man, what happened to... we had Double Dub on the line waiting. Mr. Wayne from Lake Wiley. A regular caller, meaning that his movements are on time. he's pretty regular. Yeah, you get it. All right, lawmakers on the left, aka the Communocrats, are just seething still over the fact that ICE agents are wearing masks when they conduct these raids and takedowns of illegal aliens on our streets. They just can't stand it. Oh, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to our Constitution. People's rights are being violated because masked thugs are jumping out and attacking them. They don't know whether these are law enforcement members or not. I saw New York Congressman Jerry Nadler the other day, and Jerry Nadler was reading a statement, and it was outside, and he was talking about how horrible this is with the masked ICE agents. And then I thought, well, he's wearing a mask right now. I can't even see his whole face. And I realized that it was the logo on the podium he was standing behind that was covering half of his face because he's a really, really short man. You know.
Jerry Nadler. I went to say that. I think it is reprehensible that they're wearing masks.
And then some, now they're trying to pass some kind of bill to require the ICE agents to uncover their faces. Now, the reason why the ICE agents, they weren't wearing them to begin with, the reason why they started
wearing the masks
was because they were getting doxxed and people were finding out who they are and, threatening their families and showing up at their houses and all of this kind of stuff. And that's what the Republicans should say when they argue this point. They should say, the Democrats, such as
Jerry Nadler,
want these law enforcement officers to be killed in their homes with their families. Obviously, that's what they want. Because that's the only reason they're wearing masks. And the left, people like
Jerry Nadler,
that's why they want them to uncover their faces. Because they want them to be threatened and whatever else happens after that in their homes. They want to scare these ICE agents away from doing their jobs. That's what kind of people we're dealing with in the commucrat world of Washington, D.C. Jerry Nadler is probably one of the most disgusting, slimy people that God ever strung a gut through. I mean, he's just disgusting.
Jerry Nadler. You can't say that about me now. I used to be fat, but I'm not fat anymore. You can't say I'm disgusting because I'm not. I'm slimmer. Wear a mask. Take the mask off.
Republicans should also, you know, along with coming out and saying, I guess these Democrats want our ICE agents to be harmed along with their families in their homes because they know that's why they're wearing masks. They should also say, why do the Democrats have no problem with their little foot soldiers in Antifa out there wearing masks all the time? You don't hear them complaining about that. You don't hear them talking about how awful that is. No, they celebrate that. No, they don't. I'm sorry. When they're asked about the violent riots and everything that the that their foot soldiers are doing in their honor on the left, they act like they don't see it.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that. I don't know what you're talking about. No, I haven't seen that.
Because they can't say they've seen it, because if they do, then they will have to, you know, decide whether they're going to say they support it or not, because they do support it. You're not fooling me. I see right through you, commucrats. All of you professional Democrats. I see you hiding behind your masks. Wearing your masks like Jason. Speaking of wearing things that in the Congress, I'm not weighing in yet on Senator Tom Tillis's situation as far as going against Trump and saying that he's retiring, he's not running again for re-election and all that stuff. I have my own opinions about all of that. But I've met Senator Tillis on several occasions. Not flexing or anything, just telling you I know the man kind of a little bit from a personal standpoint. But I don't think I've ever seen a bigger bolo tie in my life than what I'm seeing of him on the news today. Good Lord. It looks like a hubcap. First of all, I didn't even know he wore bolo ties. That is what that is, isn't it, Isaac? Isn't it a bolo with a giant, look like a big medallion on it?
It's outrageous. It's like a dinner plate.
Yeah, or a hubcap or something. I mean, it's huge. And I don't know. I didn't know that, you know, a couple times I've been around him at events and things, he wasn't wearing that. I didn't know he was a cowboy. Because don't you have to wear a cowboy to wear a, don't you have to be a cowboy to wear a bolo?
Yes.
I think so. But I didn't know. Maybe he's doing some cowboying. I don't know. But still, I mean, less is more. You can wear it. Like, watch, I'm probably making jokes about it, and it's probably some some kind of super sentimental thing that's some veteran gave him or something. And I'm
family heirloom.
It's going to come back on me as being heartless and insensitive. just trying to make a lighthearted comment. Watch, it's going to be. And that a soldier gave him that when he went through Walter Reed visiting, and you just made fun of it, and I'm going to feel like a jerk. But I didn't know. Or it could just be something he got when he was on vacation in Montana or something. He said, hey, honey, I'm going to wear this. Who knows? But it'll probably be whatever makes me look worse. That's how things work. Hang on, more coming up.
The TJ Ritchie Show. Bringing the heat.
Oh, hot, hot, hot.
Whatever that means. This is the TJ Ritchie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
America's coolest conservative. Thank you so much for listening. All 11 listeners, I appreciate you very, very much. I wish I would bring some friends, though, make the party a little bit bigger. You know, I can't survive on 11 listeners for very long, but... I would just go. All right, so everybody's asking me, not everybody, but I've had a lot of people ask me, just since I've been hosting this show, who I think would make a great president, the next president, or who I would have wanted to be president in the past, or whatever. Ron DeSantis. I'm a huge fan of Ron DeSantis. A lot of you have a negative opinion of Ron DeSantis because of Donald Trump tearing him down in the primary in the beginning and all of that. So, like, a nice lady called the other night and asked me about that. And I said, Ron DeSantis, because he's the type of conservative I am, and blah, blah, blah. And what'd she say? Something about him wearing lifts in his shoes because he's short. You know, that's what Trump does to people, you know, with the personal insults and all of that. And, you know, it works for him. But I'm just saying, I see through that if Ron DeSantis, I don't care if Ron DeSantis is the mini me at 3 feet tall. I don't care. Ron DeSantis in Florida is the greatest governor in the United States. And I think he would be a great president. And it's because of stuff like this. Listen to this announcement that he had at a press conference about what they're doing in Florida.
Normally these taxes grow. So thanks for doing that. I think that's well intended. And then thank you also for heeding my call to deliver a Second Amendment tax holiday. And so firearms, ammunition, accoutrement, as well as other outdoor items like fishing and bow hunting and things are going to be tax-free from September 8th until December 31st of this year. So you're going to be able to do very well.
How about that? No sales tax on guns and ammo. Just a holiday from it. You know how they do sales tax holidays for back to school items? Second Amendment items in Ron DeSantis' state. And you know what? He doesn't care. He doesn't care who's going to complain about it. He does not care. Love that. Now, if you are still in the school of thought that being a leftist liberal in the United States today is not a mental health condition, well, then you've got to admit that it's close, and it is. If you're just a regular liberal and you're not radicalized and you're not insane yet, then you're one of the few. And here we have a lady who has decided that she needs to video herself and put it all over the internets for people to see because she's so important and she's such a bad A that she needs to get her message out. Listen.
If you caused one of my kids to get drafted, regardless of whether or not they come back to me alive and in one piece, I will no longer be no contact with you. I will be full physical sports contact with you. Boxing, Mike Tyson pulling your ear off, contact with you. Do you understand me? So if you have voted for Trump, and you know me, and they announce the draft, you better turn around in Walmart if you see me. Don't try to say hi. Don't try to pretend we're friends. You better
don't worry.
Forget you know who the I am.
Okay.
You better forget my name. You better become blind all of a sudden. You better not see me in Walmart. You better not see me in Kroger. My children are the only reason I have come this far in life, grown this much.
You've grown.
You cost me my child because PTSD is a very ugly thing to have. It's a very ugly thing to have. If you cost me any precious piece of one of my children, I will become your worst enemy.
Oh.
You better forget you know me.
Okay. I've got a feeling she doesn't have to worry about any of that because I don't see anybody lining up at Walmart to exchange pleasantries with this crazy woman. I bet you in the town in which she lives, there is nobody running around there that would say, yeah, that's my friend. I mean, but I bet her kids are so proud. You know, I bet they're like, oh my God, my mom, thanks for speaking up for us. All of my friends think you're the coolest. Nobody's been picking on us at all. Oh my God, you've gone viral, Mom. Thank you. You've really gotten the word out. You're so cool. I know everybody wishes their mom could go viral. You're the coolest mom ever. That's no cap, Mom. You've got Riz. Why don't you just take your teenagers to school, and when you drop them off, jump out of your car out in front of all the other students going into the building and twerk. Go ahead and do that. I'm sure that'd make them feel good too. But seriously, that woman needs help. Hopefully she's gotten it by now. Somebody has said, Jerry Wayne, Sheriff Jerry Wayne, have you seen what Donna is doing? She's all over the internet threatening people at Walmart. She says she's going to rip off their ears Mike Tyson style. I know he bit off an ear, he didn't rip it off, but she don't know no better. She's just threatening people. She thinks there's going to be a draft, and she says everybody that voted for Trump is going to get her wrath. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she was drinking again or not, Sheriff. You just need to go check it out. I wonder how old her kids are. They're probably not even military age. She's just spouting off stuff. If they get drafted and you voted for Trump, don't pretend like you're my friend. I mean, how crazy would a person have to be that did claim her in Walmart as being a friend after this? And you know, this isn't the only instance. I mean, there's got to be a track record of this. You know, crazy behavior in the past. It's a pattern. I'm guessing. I don't know. But hopefully she will get the help that she needs. And stop making a fool of herself and her kids on the social medias. I don't know, maybe she'll get some endorsements out of the deal. Maybe a blood pressure medicine will come along and say, you need to take our product, and then talk about how great it was. Like, I'm the lady that freaked out on social media and said I was going to kill people at Walmart if my sons get drafted. Now, I took El Calmo, and my blood pressure is normal. Then I'd be jealous of her getting an endorsement like that. All right, so that's it for tonight. Thank you for listening. The great one, Mark Levin, is coming up next.
That's right, I said it.
Remember, God loves you and ain't nothing you can do about it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.